Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what do you want?
Hi, is there Lynette?
Yeah, what do you want?
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Service. We are not selling anything, and we are conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
What are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
75.
75, thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describe you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Asian, Native American, or other?
White.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. From 1 to 10, how do you feel?
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Marcy Kaptchur as Congresswoman?
No.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. Sherrod Brown as Senator?
No, I don't know. No comment.
Okay. Joe Biden as president?
Not good, no.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Donald Trump and as former president?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figure and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, if you have not heard of that person or institution, or are unfamiliar with them. Republicans in Congress?
Not familiar.
Thank you. They will need to call their support because we don't have a way to... Democrat in Congress? They have a phone number
for support that they can call if they need a... Phone don't phone like them.
Thank you. We can say you are somewhat unfavorable or favorable.
For what?
If you are favorable somewhat or somewhat unfavorable about them, Democrats in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Marcy Kaptchur.
Unfavorable.
Derek Marine.
I don't know. No comment.
You haven't heard. Okay, thank you. First Energy?
Who?
First Energy, the company?
I don't know. It's okay, I guess.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
We can say very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Republican, okay. Republican, let me just confirm. Okay, got it. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Republican.
We can say lean
Moreno.
Bernie Moreno?
Okay. Moreno. Yeah.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
Republican.
Derek Marine, okay. Now, is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptchur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
No chance.
Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptchur. Marcy Kaptchur is a career politician that who has been in Washington for over 40 years, actually, and she has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda for Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America, and it's time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for her, or somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does make no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marine. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or do you think it's true, please say so. Is the state of letters to Derek Marine so extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working for families are struggling to make ends meet? The last thing that we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for them. It's much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
Thank you. After taking money from First Energy and the criminal involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out of First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the field for merit corruption. It's much likely, U.S., somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true?
Less likely.
Thank you. Much or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Much less likely. Now, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution for real estate special interest, Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. You think it's much likely, much less likely, somewhat less likely, not difference, more likely or not true?
I don't know. No comment.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the state, Derek Marine support anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers as mayor of Waterville. He tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half. And in Congress, Marine will stand with those who voted to got Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Do you think that's not true? No difference or more likely?
No comment.
Okay, thank you. Now, Derek Marine wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, For aggravation abortion murder, Marion Beal will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even fine them. Now, Marion Beal will also force doctors to re-implacement ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Do you think that's not true, more likely, no different, from somewhat less likely?
So what?
There is a number and the phone number. And the
somewhat. Okay, thank you. And last here for this statement, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote for to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marine vote no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and fighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get the workers' compensation, Mary even voted no on that one. Do you think that's not true, more likely, no difference, or somewhat less likely?
Someone I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, we are almost done with the survey. I appreciate your patience. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine? Or would you still vote for Marine?
No comment. I don't know.
No comment. Okay, not a problem. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, you know. So I will ask again, if the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Republican.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree, associate degree, bachelor degree, or 4 years college graduate, graduate school, or advanced degree?
College.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. We can say independent, lean, or just independent?
Independent, lean.
Okay, thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not too important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Repeat the question.
Oh, sure. In the year 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Okay, that was the end of the survey. I appreciate your patience and your collaboration.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Goodbye.
Okay, you too.